Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our first guests are naturalists Richard Carstensen and UAS Chancellor Rick Caulfield. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thanks for having us.
It's Thanks, nice Scott. To have you here. Chancellor Caulfield, I hear that Richard Carstensen is about to become Dr. Carstensen with an honorary doctorate of science degree.
That's correct. We're very, very privileged to use our upcoming University of Alaska Southeast commencement event on Sunday, May 5th as an opportunity to bestow that recognition on Richard. Very, very well deserved. You know, it's really an honor that's reserved for those who have a sustained and lifetime contribution to their community, to the university, and to the world around us. And we have a process where nominations come forward from the community. They come through the chancellor, the university president, and ultimately are approved by the University of Alaska Board of Regents statewide. So that's happened in Richard's case. And so on May 5th, 2 p.m. in our Student Recreation Center as part of our commencement ceremony. And we're going to have altogether some 600 recipients of awards and degrees. Not all of them will be in the room, but nevertheless a goodly number who will be receiving degrees. And the recognition of both an honorary doctorate recipient, in this case, Richard is our sole individual receiving that this year, and meritorious service awards, and we have several of those as well. It'll be an important part of our ceremony. And as much as anything, it's hopefully an inspiration to our graduates to really understand how someone like Richard has devoted his life to understanding the natural history of Southeast Alaska and sharing that with students and with all of us in our community. And just to note, we'll let him speak for himself, but the nominees, the nominators who put his name forward really wanted to recognize his lifetime of work as a Southeast Alaska naturalist who's really woven together the ecological and cultural systems and landscape evolution to help us understand this beautiful place that we live. He's co-founder of and senior naturalist for Discovery Southeast, which promotes environmental education, research, and awareness. He's a renowned cartographer, researcher, and innovator for over 40 years. And, you know, his area of expertise is in biogeography, landforms, natural communities, forest, alpine, stream ecology, birding, mammals. The list goes on and on. I'll let him say more about it himself. But I wanted to just share, too, that it's his knowledge is also in the cultural realm. And this is something that I think is highly unusual, where there are people who know the natural world very well. But Richard's work in developing Tlingit clan territories and other cultural maps have made a link between the knowledge of local landscapes and place names with pre-European contact and ancient Alaskan landforms in a way that really is very, very unusual and really gives us insight to this place that goes back thousands of years. And so all of us, I think, are very grateful for that work. And I just wanted to read a few words from our UAS Faculty Emeritus, Dr. Kathy Connor, who has worked with Richard for many years, and she said, "Richard's most important legacy is generations of Alaska elementary students and teachers who've been awakened to the workings of our natural world by their time in the outdoors with him and Discovery Southeast programs he pioneered. Through his hands-on learning style geared toward helping people to absorb and relish their time in nature, he's made Discovery Southeast Nature and Science Education Organization one of the jewels of Southeast Alaska." So we're honored to recognize Richard as Dr. Richard Carstensen on May 5th.
Wow.
All right. How about
That's
it, Dr.
probably
Carstensen?
The best introduction I ever get.
So lots of titles, cartographer, naturalist, author, lead naturalist for Discovery Southeast, but it seems like sort of naturalist is the common denominator there. How would you describe a naturalist?
Well, what I've tried to do as a naturalist, and I can only speak for myself, is to be a generalist, to be broad rather than deep is one way of thinking about it. to try to encompass a lot of different disciplines. Yeah.
Okay. So what does a naturalist do? Do you take us on a hike or something with you? What, explain what it's like out there for you.
Well, I could talk about the last hike I took. It
Perfect.
Was with a bunch of naturalists out at the visitor center, and we just started out the moraine ecology loop, and as soon as possible got off trail, which is something Steve Murley does a lot of too. He's another one of our longtime naturalists, and it's just a great way to focus folks. When you're on a trail, you're often not paying too much attention, especially if it's a beautiful day and you're with your friends and you're chatting and stuff. But you, the minute you dive off the trail and have to pay more attention to where you're going, things just pop out. And something that struck me on that hike is I'm kind of a big picture thinker. So when we walked into this morainal area that's in it's Sitka alders kind of in the declining phase of their lives. And so I was looking at those kind of relationships between geology and the larger plants. And pretty soon I realized everybody there was looking at teeny stuff because it was it's a very, very rich habitat with a lot of epiphytes on the trees and dozens of different mosses and lichens. And when that happens, I have to sort of bite my tongue. You know, I want to talk about geology and forest succession, and everybody's like zeroing in, and that's great. So it's so I figured it was a success even if they weren't listening to me anymore.
So when you're looking, as you say, some of those deciduous trees were in decline, what were you able to interpret about that place where you were standing?
Well, what I do in a case like that is, as Greg Strebler would say, one of my mentors, dial the projector backward and forward and like, what was this like 100 years ago? Or it was under ice 100 years ago, 70 years ago it was just exposed. And then what's it going to be like 50 years from now, 100 years from now? And try to just do that visioning thing. Because you can't really understand any particular community without doing that, understanding its place and time.
Okay, so that hike the other day, you were out with adults, is that right? Mostly,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Naturalists. But you're also one of the co-founders of Discovery Southeast, which
yep.
has been taking kids out into the yep. nature of Southeast Alaska for years. Take us back to whatever year that was that you started this, and tell us what inspired you to get it going.
That was I would really have to credit the master teachers at Harborview School for the inception of what we now call nature studies. It's still thriving, close to 30 years later. Folks like Janie Homan and Sue Baxter and Judy Meyer and Shirley Campbell and Fred Hiltner were already getting kids outside, and I kind of tagged along, and then we gradually built a program out of that that kind of migrated into the other schools.
How does that feel that now to see that program that you were a part of its inception thriving?
Wonderful. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
When you're outside or you're outside with kids or you see kids outside or just you, what does being outside do for you as a human?
For me, it's kind of helps me understand who I am as an animal on the planet. It would be pretty hard to figure that out indoors. And I think that's it's just a basic human need to be connected to the place we live in. That's what we're trying to do at Discovery, keep that going. It's an endangered connection for sure. You know, the books of Richard Louv have really documented that well, that we're the first generation or maybe second generation on Earth to be raising youngsters in complete disconnect from the place they're living in.
Got it. So Discovery Southeast is filling a niche of getting kids outside.
Yeah.
For sure. If we have parents listening right now, what would be your advice to them about getting kids outside? Where might be a great place to start?
I would really encourage outdoor play. And another point from the Richard Louv books is kids are so scheduled these days compared to when I was growing up. When I was a kid, we would spend hours in this cattail swamp, a 5-minute, 10-minute walk from our home. And there's not a lot of that happening anymore. And I think in addition to our fairly structured programs in the schools, I think it's really important for kids just to feel comfortable on their own outside.
Okay. Among your books is The Nature of Southeast Alaska. When you think of the nature of Southeast Alaska, and Chancellor Caulfield alluded to this, what does that encompass?
It's not by any means an encyclopedia of Southeast nature. It's kind of selective. It was Rita O'Claire, Bob Armstrong, and me just decided back about almost 30 years ago, 1992, that we wanted to maybe be fairly comprehensive about habitats, natural communities, but beyond that, just to talk about what we were most excited by at that time. We selected animals and plants and fungi and devoted a few pages to them. It's in its third edition now. Several years ago, Bob and I really dove in and spent a full year updating it and adding a bunch of new sidebars. And I think it's as relevant today as it was when we first did it.
And let's think about the title of the book for just a minute, The Nature of Southeast Alaska. We hear that phrase often. What does that mean to you? What is the nature of Southeast Alaska? I know that's kind of a big question, but.
Wow. Yeah. Well, what's unique about us in the rest of the world
sure.
is old growth pops out. It's like how many places have ancient forest left in the world? That's a really rare thing. And the amount of wildness that we still have in this archipelago is something you have to go a long way to find.
Okay. What's next for you, Dr. Carstensen? What are you looking for? What's your next project?
Oh, well, summer's coming up, so I'm looking for any excuse to get out and see other parts of Southeast Alaska that I haven't been to yet. That's kind of my lifetime goal, is to see as much of this archipelago as I can.
If one of our listeners wanted to go on a hike with you sometime, is that a possibility?
Sure.
How can they find you? Through Discovery Southeast?
Yeah, I would start there.
Okay. Yeah. Any classes or seminars this summer that you're leading?
Let's see. Steve Murley and I are doing two classes for teachers. We started this last year, and I think it's a great concept that we'd like to keep going. We do two back-to-back classes. The first one on landforms and geology, and the second on natural communities, wildlife, and for those two classes, we go to the same places. So in the first week, we kind of lay the foundation, the abiotic foundation, and then we come back. And the teachers can take one or both of them depending on their interests. But last year, we did that out at Outer Point and in the Mendenhall Valley. And this year, we'll keep offering these every year, but we'll go to a different place each year so teachers can continue to take these classes for recertification credits.
And when do those take place?
First 2 weeks in June.
Okay. So yeah. Probably get on that
registration. And those are open to the general public as well.
Okay. And what's the website?
DiscoveriSoutheast.org is where you go for that. And we have another website that you could think of as our content website, and you can reach it through discoverysoutheast.org. But Sean Osley, our director, and I just this last November launched a kind of new and better version of Juno Nature. So junonature.org will get you to that.
All right. Chancellor Caulfield, can you give us the details on Sunday, May 5th again, please?
Yes, it's our UAS commencement event, 2 p.m. At our Student Recreation Center that we share with the National Guard. So parking is on the Auk Lake campus in our regular parking area, and then we'll have a shuttle that will take people over to our recreation center. So hopefully anyone who knows Richard will come out and join us for that event, and it'll be a great opportunity to celebrate his many accomplishments. We're very excited to be able to host this.
Dr. Carstensen, what's one thing that you might share with those graduates on Sunday?
Wow. Yeah, follow your passion, I guess. Yeah.
Like you, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.